Here's a thought I'll title, Photoshop has become too damn complicated. And I know that probably caused a gasp of disbelief in a number of you, because I know many photographers who think that Photoshop is the cat's meow of digital processing. It's certainly very powerful, there's no question about that. There are alternatives, and they're all very powerful. But when it comes to Photoshop and people's praise of its leadership in digital processing, I'm just not one of them. For me, the engineers have taken the usability right out of Photoshop by making it so, air quotes, capable. Yes, it can do all kinds of stuff. The question is, do I need to do any of that stuff? And the answer is, I don't. For me, using Photoshop always feels a bit like driving to the grocery store in a Formula One race car. I think the Formula One race car is probably fabulous, and for certain things, it's probably indispensable. But for going to the grocery store, I don't need it. And for doing the kind of artwork that I want to do, I don't need 99% of what Photoshop is capable of doing. I think it's a classic case of having engineers do what engineers do, which is to make stuff better. And that's great. And I'm sure there's lots and lots of people who love all the complex capabilities of Photoshop, and without it, they probably couldn't do their work. But if you don't need that powerful tool to do your work, then why burden yourself with the challenges of learning it and updating it and sitting down and using the 3% you need? And I'm not kidding about that. I use Lightroom for most of my stuff. I know lots of you do. And again, there are alternatives to Lightroom that are just as good, maybe better. And I use probably 90% of Lightroom's development features. And I only say that because there's probably something I don't do that I don't know about, but I would do if I did know about it. So Lightroom is everything I need. I use about 3% of Photoshop's features and capabilities. And on those rare occasions when I do need to go do something in Photoshop, I always have to stop and shift gears and remember how it works, and I don't do it on a regular basis, so I forget, and sometimes I have to go back to YouTube and learn how to do something all over again just because I want to click something and make it happen easily. And it happens to be one of those things that Lightroom doesn't do. But that's so rare, I just hardly ever go into Photoshop now. The point I'm trying to make is really not about Photoshop. The point I'm trying to make is rather about choosing the tools that fit our needs. And it seems to me a reasonable strategy is to have a tool that's slightly more capable than what you need because you can grow into it a little bit. But fundamentally, the purpose of software is to make our tasks easier, not to make them more complicated. The challenge of being a photographer is not about learning how to do photography, it's about doing photography. And tools that make it more difficult to do it seem to me to be a choke point that does not help our creative life at all. I'll admit it can be a little tricky, a little dicey to figure out the software that provides everything you need, but not too much, that doesn't hold you back, but also doesn't confuse you. And sometimes there just aren't great answers, and it's probably because there may not be software that's designed specifically and exactly and precisely for what you do or for what I do. So the trick is to find that piece of software that provides the maximum amount of benefit with the least amount of overhead and the minimal amount of confusion and learning curve and difficulty. And that is not an easy thing to do. But once you find it, it sure does make photography a lot more fun. In essence, learning is good. Unnecessary and too much learning can actually work against our creativity.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.